The Lord has given me something, and it's called The King Within. The King Within. And I'm just going to ask you if you would turn with me to 1 Samuel chapter 17. 1 Samuel 17. The reason why I say it's not quite what I thought it would be is because I know that this message is for a certain people. And this message actually is for people who are needing a major victory in their life. It's for some people who are going through an intense and desperate battle that is unknown to others. It's a desperate battle. And if people looked at your life, they would never suspect the depth of the struggle that you're in. For you know the Lord and you know His faithfulness. But at this season in your life, you are in an intense battle, but it's unknown to others. The King Within. Father, I just thank You, Lord, for this word. I pray, Holy Spirit, You would just light it up. And that, Lord, it would be meat and drink to us, Lord. Make a deposit, Lord, of Your word in us this day. Anoint us to hear. Holy Spirit, come be our teacher. I thank You, Lord, for everyone in this sanctuary and everyone who will hear this word. Lord, may You glorify Yourself in it. And we just thank You for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I asked you to turn to 1 Samuel 17, but I just want to read a line to you out of 1 Samuel 16. And it says in verse 1, "For I have provided me a king." For I have provided me a king. And verse 11 says, "He keeps the sheep." This was the Lord speaking to Samuel. And He said to Samuel, "For I have provided me a king, and he keeps the sheep." And this word that was given was an immediate word, and it was also a prophetic word. And I pray today that that's exactly what will happen here, is that it will be a now word, but it will also be a prophetic word. It will come to pass in the days to come. And it will specially minister to those who are in a private and desperate battle that is unknown to others, but known very well to you right now. God says, "I have provided me a king, and he keeps the sheep." And, you know, this word spoken to Samuel was spoken at a time when Samuel's heart was broken because the king that was over Israel had proved to be a man who withstood God. And yet God was saying, "Don't you worry, Samuel. I love my people and I know what I'm doing. And unknowns to you, I have provided me a king. And he keeps the sheep." And we know that that's a prophetic word because it's speaking not just about a young shepherd boy, David, that's about now to be anointed king and rise up right at that now time. But it also, of course, speaks about Jesus Christ, who is our King, who is the King of glory, who is the maker of heaven and earth, who is truly the King that every other king bows his knee to on heaven or under heaven. But He's also the shepherd. And the scripture says that the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. It says in John 10, "I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd gives his life for the sheep." And it's speaking about Jesus, where God is saying, "I have provided me a king, and he keeps the sheep." And there's going to be a special understanding for people in a desperate, hidden battle about the King over our hearts, who is a good shepherd. Now, David was anointed king by Samuel, but it was unknown to the people that he was anointed king. Just like many of the battles are unknown to people and to others around us. And many times it's this desperation that's in our soul, it's specifically designed to be unknown to other people. And There is in David's life what he is going to, well, the first thing that happens to him when he is anointed king and no one else knows that he's been anointed king except for a very few people, is that after he's anointed king, David was sent to the pasture to look after sheep. His brothers went to battle, and he went to a lonely place. You know, some battles are very victorious, but most are very private. And there are those in a desperate struggle right now. You are feeling very, very lonely. And you are in, like David, after this anointing and after knowing God has called you and God loves you and there's a purpose and a call to your life. For a season, you find yourself in an extremely lonely place, exactly like David did. And it must be lonely. It must be in that alone place, because you see, there'll only be one deliverer in this case. And it was a place also that was despised. When David went to look after these sheep in a pasture, it really was a despised place. You could imagine when the whole nation is sounding to war, and all the young men and everybody, all the energies, all the resources are going to support those in the battlefront. It's like all eyes are there and the excitement is there. And you get sent to the pasture to look after a few sheep. And it's a despised place. And for those in this struggle in your soul that you may not have felt for a while, and now you find yourself in, and it's truly a place you don't want to be. And when we all find ourselves there in a private battle, it's a place we don't want to be, because we feel very vulnerable there. We feel that it's a place where the flesh is very easily overcome. It's a place where, you know, it doesn't feel very secure. Everybody else is somewhere else. Fighting, you know, a very public battle or winning, wanting to, you know, they're all gathered together. And David finds himself in a very lonely place, in a very despised place, where really nobody wants to be where he is. And when we find ourselves, and those even today that find themselves in this desperate place, and it's an unseen battle that no one knows that you're in, it's a place that you don't want to be, just like David in many cases, going out to the wilderness and sitting with a few sheep. It's a job that's without status. And this battle many times, the hidden battle that goes on in the lives of a Christian that really want the will of God for their lives and really want Him. And yet they find themselves in a place that's almost without status. It's this, nobody knows the extent of the battle that's going on. There's no glory in the battlefield here because it's hidden. It's not for the praise of men, you know, if there's a great victory won, everybody's going to know about it. It's a hidden battle, and it's a fight that's only seen by the eyes of God. And David, in this solitary, lonely place as a shepherd, you see, he is sent to lion and bear country. And that is such a picture of the state of a heart who is engaged in this desperate battle and not fully understanding why. And where it seems unknown to most people. And here David is living in lion and bear country. He's sent out to look after a few sheep, and it's like his life is on the line for a few sheep. It seems like there's great things happening over here, and he is sent in the exact opposite direction, in a lonely place and solitary. And the battle maybe is for what and for why? And David in lion and bear country, I can see at night, you know, sitting at a campfire, a little solitary light in front of him, thinking, looking up into the darkness, thinking there are lions and there are bears out there. I wonder if this light is drawing them. And with the lions and bears out there, he's probably thinking, what would I do if one showed up? What will I do if one shows up? You see, because this place represents a place that, you know, you and I must face at times, and we don't understand the full reasons why. Except that, you know, David is anointed king, and he's exactly where he's supposed to be. And he's away from the eyes of men. And this journey is for God's eyes only. And he's sitting there and he's wondering, what am I going to do when these wild beasts show up? What am I going to do? Because there's a certain, in his feeling, this vulnerability. It's like, I think I'm in a place that's going to draw them. And when you and I put our lives in the hand of God, that's exactly where we are, in the hand of God. But it does draw the enemy's attack. And sometimes there are seasons where you can feel very vulnerable and very alone and feeling a dryness or feeling a cutoffness or feeling a something where everybody else seems to have the excitement of the battle before them. But that's not where David was at this point. And I'm thinking, what am I going to do? Because I'm feeling very vulnerable and powerless in this place. You see, when we are obedient to the will of God, God absolutely will draw us to a place where we are vulnerable. And where, except the Lord show up, we won't have that victory. But you see, this is the battle before Goliath. Goliath is the great battle of faith, where David just, when he sees his opponent, he doesn't quail with fear like the others do, who have gone ahead in the limelight and moving with the crowd. But all of a sudden they see the giant and draw back in unbelief and overcome with fear, trembling. But no, David's been trained in this solitary place, in this alone place, in this vulnerable place. He's been trained in lion and bear country. He's been trained in a place where he felt extremely vulnerable and lonely, in a place he didn't want to be. And there seemed to be no explanation for it, but God was in it. And those that love the Lord will find themselves in this place from time to time. Because you see, it's the training to meet Goliath in the days to come. Where you and I will not be ashamed when we stand before giants of rejection, giants of doing the will of God, giants or whatever the giants are in the land. God is preparing a people by first sending them into the lion and the bear country alone. What he's thinking, what should I do if they show up? What will I do? And you know, if we're honest, we've been there, or we may be there. And we're thinking, Lord, I'm living in a place now that I know you're asking me to do things. You're asking me to obey you. You're asking me to lay down things. You're asking me something. And it's like, Lord, I've not had victory in this place very often. Or I don't want to be here. This is hard. This is a place I can't even talk about. Because, Lord, I know you're faithful and you're a great God. But you know what it's like living in the dark in lion and bear country. And David did. And I think that, you know, he might have at that time been fighting spirits of rejection. Why am I set apart like this? Why do I feel so alone? Why do I feel so vulnerable? Why is it that nobody seems to care that I'm sent out here, and for what? He might be feeling, you know, his incredible weakness, and there could be a mocking voice. Anointed of God, eh? Called of God. A king. And you could imagine the intense battle of the mind, because that's exactly what goes on in lion and bear country. And fear says you will fail like every other man in this place. Or just the foundations. It's like, I'm afraid, Lord, you won't fail me, but I'm afraid I will fail you. And feeling like you're about to be devoured by a lion and a bear. For some, the battle is, I feel at times when I'm in this David spot, alone, in a not, you know, esteemed place, that my life can feel so small and no one knows whether I'm here or not. And in this spiritual battle, if I went down, I wouldn't even be missed. If I didn't show up tomorrow, would anybody notice? Or would anybody care? You know, the Psalms tell us that David, under this canopy of stars, in this very alone place, had wonderful seasons of the presence of God visit him. And he wrote Psalms where one of his names became the Psalmist of Israel. And in these dark places, for sure, the Spirit of God can sweep over us and console us as only he can do. And David wrote Psalms in this time of worship where God comforted him. But the Psalms also tell us that David did have times of intense fear, a fear you could taste. And in that lonely, dark time, he had to face the reality of where he was and what was in his own heart. And sure enough, one night, the lion and the bear did show up. That which I feared the most came upon me, Scripture says. And we can be assured that when you and I find ourselves in a place we cannot win, we will find the word of the Lord still holds true, where God says, I have provided me a king, and he keeps the sheep. And this is the evidence, beloved, that God is with you, even in this desperate place. God is with you and anointed you, because when the lion and the bear show up, so does he. Hallelujah. Just like David, the king stands up in us. And it says in 1 Samuel 13, verse 34, it says this. And David said unto Saul, thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went out after him and smote him and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard and smote him and slew him. And thy servant slew both the lion and the bear. And this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because the Lord says, I have provided me a king and he will keep the sheep. And there was David was anointed king, but there was also a king within him who promised to keep the sheep and to keep him who was the under shepherd and would keep the few sheep committed to his care. And when that lion came to take a lamb out of the flock, beloved, that lamb many times can represent our life in God and the promises of God. When we felt so vulnerable and alone and not knowing what we were going to do, when our greatest fears came upon us, when we felt so vulnerable and so weak in a certain area that in following God, we found ourselves in a dry and a desperate place where we could come to church and still sing the songs of Zion. But this was a lonely place in the heart that God had actually led all his anointed to, because there was going to be a lesson in lion and bear country so that the Goliath could be met with an absolute faith arising in the heart. God says when you feel the weakest, there is a king within you, and he keeps the sheep, and he keeps that which he has made a deposit in you, the calling of God and what he's promised you. Beloved, you and I are many times led to a very lonely and desolate place, and it must be, because that's where the journey of faith leads us through. And like David, the same thing will happen. First Samuel says, I went out after him and smote him and delivered the lamb out of his mouth, because there is a king in you and I. And this represents a journey where you and I are actually facing deep-seated fears in our heart and our life. And God says, I can't prove to you any other way except very lonely, very vulnerable, where you feel like I'm going to go into this place and shut the door behind me, and I'm at the will of my enemies because I've not known victory here, or I'm too lonely and isolated, and the battle in my mind is too intense. And God says, no, I have provided me a king, and the king is within you. And at the right time, don't worry, when they show up, I show up, and I will stand up inside you. Hallelujah. David never thought his response would be, I went out after him. He never thought his response would be to the deepest fears and insecurities of his life, that the king would come and stir him. And I went out after them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And beloved, when we know that we have been called and anointed of God, do not fear where the Spirit of God leads us, where the enemy seems to oppress us so deeply. God says, I have to bring you to this place that when they show up and then I show up, I'm going to tell you, go after them. Go after them with my word. Go after them with prayer. Go after them with repentance in your heart. Go after with humility, but go after them. I am with you. That enemy is a defeated foe. Go after him. Resist him. Go after him. Hallelujah. David said, I went after him. He's sitting one moment trembling before his small fire, wondering, what on earth will I do when my greatest fears come upon me, when that which should devour me shows up? And God says, no, I stand up within you, and you go after them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He never thought in that lonely, desperate place that the king within him would stand up, that it was all ordained of God, and that life of God, that little lamb, that which was being formed, that there is something rising up in your heart, and you will go after the call on your life. Or if you are saying, God, help me in this obedience, you're going to go after and say, God, in the strength of God, you were leading me forward into victory. Thanks be to God who leads us in his triumph. He goes before us absolutely triumphant against the lion and the bear in our weakness and in our insecurities, in spirits of rejection, in spirits of strong thoughts that have dominated us in our family all our lives. Jesus said, I brought you to a solitary place that I promise you I will show up when they do. You need to have a confidence that you can lead others when Goliath shows up and go, that was nothing. The hardest part was the lion and the bear alone. Goliath, he's nothing compared to what I fought, because my God showed up when I felt the weakest and the most desperate, when I felt the most alone and overcome. Hallelujah. That lamb of caring for others, that lamb of believing God, that lamb of forgiving and being able to lay things down, that lamb of truly repenting when we feel stone cold before the word of God and saying, oh God, I receive this word. Even if we feel nothing, we begin to go out after an enemy who is a liar. We say, God, I receive this word, and I begin to speak this word back. I begin to breathe in the word, and I begin to let go of that word. And it's as you and I are beginning to have Holy Ghost CPR, and we're put to our feet, and we're going to go after an enemy. Scripture says, and when he rose against me, I caught him by his beard. Oh my goodness. Supernatural strength. I smote him and I slew him. Beloved, we have to hang on to this word. We receive this word today for another day. We hold it against another day. It's like we receive it now and now word, but it's a prophetic word. And they may show up Monday. They may show up a week Monday. They may show up 6 months from now. But God says, I have provided me a king, and he is within you, and he keeps the sheep. Hallelujah. And when I was reading in 1 Samuel 17, it says, thy servant, you know, when he rose against me, I caught him by his beard and smote him and slew him. And I said, well, that's amazing. But then I thought, that seems to take care of the lion. What about the bear? Two against one. But then I remember Psalm 27:2 that David wrote. He said, when the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. I don't know if it's the clumsiest bear on earth, but I do know when they came upon him to eat him up, to eat his flesh, to devour him, they stumbled and fell. Was it in fear? When was it something that when David was able to run after them, they stumbled and fell in trying to escape? When the bear for once could move faster than the lion, because the lion was caught and smote. Hallelujah. That which should have devoured me can't. That which should have overpowered you can't. That which should have devoured you in your most vulnerable and weakest of times, beloved, don't fear it. It is ordained of God. It is a God time. You are and I sometimes find ourselves in lion and bear company because it must be so. God wants to prove himself strong, that which should devour us and the enemy has lied to us about repeatedly. For some, all their life. For some, feeling so small and insignificant. For some, feeling, does it really matter that I am where I am, seemingly no one noticing or caring? Beloved says, God says, I have anointed you and I have called you. And just like David, not many people knew it. And sometimes even in our own hearts, we don't even know it. We don't even know how strongly God is on our side, that he's going to devour that which has sat on our mind and hearts for such a long time. That God knows that there's giants in this land, Goliath, but he prepares the people first by the lions and the bears. Where David can boldly proclaim in his generation, don't worry, David said. Moreover, verse 37, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of the Philistine. And Saul said to David, go, and the Lord be with thee. Saul didn't need to tell him to go. He had experience running towards an enemy when the king within him stood up. And beloved, this is not an isolated incident. For God, the king within us, will stand up. He will deliver us. He will strongly deliver us. You know, giants of despair and giants of rejection and giants of unbelief and disobedience that stalk this land. Beloved, you and I, God intends that we have a firsthand knowledge of these things because God brought us to a place where he could sovereignly stand up within us. And that we would hear that word, go after them because you can. 1 minute trembling and fearful, and the next minute transformed by the king within us. Hallelujah. The scripture says, now unto him who is able to keep us, we the sheep of his pasture. Now unto him who is able to keep us from falling. Hallelujah. Do not fear a season of dryness or hidden despair. Do not fear when you find yourself in a battle you cannot readily speak about. You cannot, for some, you know, it's just there. It doesn't need to be spoken about. It just needs that says, Lord, I'm walking with you. You've anointed me and you've called me like David. And you orchestrated a place where you were going to prove to me first how mighty you are. How mighty to save you are. That you are my good shepherd and you give your life for me. You give your life. You don't give me a measure of your life. You give your life to me. All of it. All of its purity. All of its love. All of its delivering power. You gave your life for me on a cross. That your blood could set me free. That you may live in me. And the King within me will be faithful to me. The King within me will be able to keep me. For God has provided himself a king that will keep his sheep. And you and I are in a place where God's going to prove that to us. And that we may go forth in this place firsthand, not fearing a Goliath, because the fears we dealt with in lion and bear company, in lion and bear country, was real to us, and God delivered us. You will not be devoured. You will be delivered to become a deliverer. Hallelujah. Will you stand with me? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank God that this word is not just about and for David's. This word is for every believer in Christ. Every believer in Christ has been anointed by God with a calling. Every believer in Christ has a king within. Every believer in Christ will be led to places, desperate places, where they don't want to be. And it must needs be so. You and I must find ourselves there. So God will prove himself to be our God. And if this word has found you today and you are saying, Lord, I know what I am like Monday morning, Tuesday morning. I know what I'm like when I find myself in those same old places. But today you're speaking right to my heart and I am running forward to this word to declare to you. I receive this word and I give it back to you that I believe, Lord, that you are able to keep me from falling, for you are my good shepherd. And the king within is going to show up. So Lord, in my desperation, in that lonely, solitary place, Lord, I declare you will be faithful to me. I will pursue this enemy that harasses me, lies to me, and tries to shut me down, fill me with fear, and tell me I'm not going to make it. Today, I receive this word. And Lord, I'm coming to this altar to declare I've received it, and I believe you. And I'm going to use it a time appointed, not many days hence. If you want to declare your trust in a God who gave his life for you and you receive this word, as the musicians play, will you just come and we're just going to have a time of receiving what the Lord's been saying us today in full confidence of this God, the King within us. Hallelujah. For you in this place that are in that quiet, desperate battle, unknown by many, the word says you are not going to fail. You are not going to fall. You are in a place the Lord is giving us superior training. The elite troops go to lion and bear country. You're not gonna fail because love never fails. And he loves us. He loves you with an everlasting love. So when you feel the most hopeless and the weakest and you're in that situation where everything in you can't even believe, say, oh, I recognize, hey, lions and bears have just showed up. So I thank you, Lord. Now is your word. You're telling me, go after it. Go after that thought. Get up now. Begin to declare me. Go after it. I am with you. The Lord has provided himself a king within you. And he puts to flight the lion and the bear. You go after him because you're going to be able to grab it by the beard. It's going to be the most stunned lion, spiritual lion. And you're going to be able to smote it, and it's going to be a victory all of God. The enemy's been lying for so long saying, you know what? You can't. You won't. But beloved, that is why Jesus died, that he could live within us and that he could put the enemy to shame. Not you and I put to shame. The cross declares our freedom. And if the king is within, then you and I are going to be given at our weakest point. We are going to be stirred. We're going to call on the name of Jesus. And we're going to be put to our feet, and we're going to run after him. We're going to raise our hands in the air. We're going to call on his name, that name that's above every other name. Hallelujah. 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 And he will be faithful. He will be faithful. We're going to go out after it, beloved. We are going to go out. The Lord is going to say, go after that, because it is a defeated foe already. Do not fear. Do not fear. Do not fear. Do not fear. You've been anointed to go after Goliath, but first, the lion and the bear. Do not fear. God says, I'm going to prove myself faithful. When you feel the weakest in lion and bear country, when it's the darkest, when you feel so insecure, when you feel like you're blowing it, no, God says, I've anointed you. I've put you in this place, and I am with you. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 First the lion and the bear, then Goliath looks very small. Because it is Jesus in us. It's not us going after them. It is Christ in us. And that's why we can take on Goliath with such confidence, because we know it's Christ in us. We've had experience. We don't get a testimony about defeating Goliath without the testimony of Jesus standing up in lion and bear country when we're the weakest, the most vulnerable, and he shows up. And he says, go. And in the strength of Christ, we go. Ha! And we catch him by the beard. And we smote him. Hallelujah. 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 Now, Lord, this is your word to us. This is your word, Lord, to us. And Lord, by faith, we receive it. It is a now word. And even we are taking it in, and we are coming into agreement with it. And we know, Lord, we will be tested on this in desperate times and hard, hidden places. But Lord, you will be faithful to us, and you will be faithful to your word. And I thank you, Lord, this is a prophetic word that, Lord, when we are the weakest, Lord, that we will go out after him that is seeking our life, is seeking our faith, has grabbed the little lamb out of the flock, that little mustard seed of faith in our heart. And I thank you, God, courage will be given us in that day to say, I know whose I am. That, Lord, what you've called us to do, we will do. That, Lord, you are with us. There is a king within us. And I thank you, in this generation, you are teaching us how to be, Lord, be a generation that can stand on the life of Christ within us. It is a mighty victory when we draw on the life of Christ, the king within us. For God, you've provided yourself a king, and he keeps the sheep. No lion, no bear will get the sheep, for you keep the sheep. Hallelujah. You keep your promises. You keep the calling on our life. You keep the ministry you've ordained for us. You keep, Lord, the paths you've ordained our feet to walk in. Lord, we give you the dry places and the desperate places, knowing, Lord, today that you've taught us, you are teaching us a deep lesson, Lord, of who you will be to us, who you are to us, and who you will be to us. I thank you, Lord, Goliath is only step two in the journey of faith. But Lord, you have come and spoken to us where many find themselves today. You have comforted our heart. We've received your word. And Lord, we keep it to another day. And I thank you, Lord, One day we're going to come in here with our hands raised, saying, He has defeated the lion and the bear in my life. Hallelujah. 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 Some of you are going to have a lion's head trophy on your spiritual wall very soon. Give God the glory. If you've received this word today, give Him praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You are faithful and you will be faithful. Amen and amen.